Utah becomes the first state to ban this.
There's more PD graffiti.
A Facebook scam to watch out for.
And we find out who Todd Kuhn's replacement is on Local News 8.
It's happening right here, right now, tonight on IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers, Momo Fukus and Fuddruckers and Spunkmeyers.
Man, you've got all kinds of fun ones today, huh?
Those are all restaurants. Right? Otis Spunkmeyer's a cookie brand.
You were close.
Still make those?
All food related.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sound dirty but aren't.
Mm-hmm.
Hit that like button, subscribe, rate, let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, bad jokes, and dad jokes. And happy St. Patty's Day!
Woo-woo!
We're festive.
Yeah, we're not going to get pinched. That's the plan, at least. Yeah, but we're also probably not going to go anywhere or do anything because that's a lot of effort.
Right.
And sometimes it's nice to just stay home away from the crowds.
Uh-huh. Well, and we did most of our partying over the weekend.
Right.
Usually, like, okay, I've been to cities. I guess Butte, Montana has a big one.
Oh, really?
If we really want to go some year.
Okay.
Go to Butte, Montana. But I lived in Milwaukee, which is basically a suburb of Chicago for a few years. Boy, they do it up hard. They go hard.
I bet. More than just green beer.
Right.
Yeah.
So happy St. Patrick's Day. Everybody knows this by now, right? That St. Patrick was a Christian missionary who converted the Druids.
Mm-hmm.
Who used the symbol of the serpent, and he converted them to Christianity, so he drove the serpents out of Ireland.
Right, okay.
Like, there were no snakes, literal snakes, in Ireland after the last ice age.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
They just weren't there.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, they're cold-blooded reptiles, and Ireland is not a warm place, so
yeah,
makes sense.
I think another druidic symbol was the shamrock, too, so it's all sort of smashed together.
Yeah, makes sense.
Speaking of smashed, hope you have some great St. Patty's Day cuisine. Do you want to do some corned beef and cabbage?
Oh, I love some corned beef and cabbage, absolutely.
We might have to.
I mean, the nice thing is my family always does that for Patty's Day anyway,
okay.
So I don't have to do any work. I just go to my granny's
house. Make them do it.
Yeah, it's great.
Get yourself some bangers and mash. Irish, I were drunk.
I mean, I thought bangers and mash were more of an English dish.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could be it. We're going to try some fun green stuff.
Yeah, we've got a good treat time planned out.
In the spirit of St. Patty's Day, so that'll be fun. Okay, how about comments and follow-ups?
Let's go for it.
You, as we mentioned last episode, got first place for singles costume.
I did, and I'm so excited.
The 2025 Snake River Animal Shelter Fur Ball. The theme was rock out with your...
Paws out.
Paws out. Don't want to say that wrong.
Yeah, right?
And if you have no idea what we're talking about, just look at the thumbnail for last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, oh, Roddy TV, what's up? He said, you know, I listen on Spotify usually. I haven't seen Carly dressed like that.
Oh, funny.
And so, yeah, he liked that.
I love that. Yeah, you know, I will say that's why anytime anyone asks me about the show, I always say it's best to watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because then you get all of the fun little visual aids.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I've been watching it lately. It's like, I need to leave those images that we throw up. I need to leave them on for more than 5 seconds.
Yeah, give people time to walk across their room where they're hanging out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they can actually look at it for a second.
So as part of your prize for first place in the costume contest... You got some Texas Roadhouse.
I did, which we enjoyed round two of tonight, which was really fun.
Filet medallions.
I love their rolls.
The mushroom sauce.
Oh, their rolls are so good.
And so sweet, too.
So sweet. And here's a little fun fact, kids. If you ask them for a bag of rolls to go when you leave, they'll totally give you some.
Really?
Just saying. It's a nice little dessert.
But as part of your prize, we got a night stay to the Treehouse penthouse on the North Building, in historic renovated apartment building built in 1916.
Which is kind of cool. I love old buildings like that, so I'm really excited to go check this out. It looks like it's kind of like a tiny home type thing.
Look at this. It's on top of a 3-story building.
Uh-huh.
And it's got an incredible 360 view over the valley and historic downtown Pocatello.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, so we'll probably plan a nice little Pocatello weekend where we'll go down there and we'll stay the night there and then do something in Pocatello the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get or vice some versa. Faux.
Oh, yeah.
At Faux King. Tasty.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I love their rose tea. Oh, I just think about it all the time. It's so good.
You didn't get boba last time. What's up with that?
Here's the thing. I like boba overall. I don't think it's bad, but it's also not really flavored and it fills you up. So I wanted to be able to eat more food and not drink boba because it just takes up room in your stomach that I didn't want to. Like, that's valuable real estate when you've got such a big, delicious meal in front of you.
Uh-huh. So does everybody know about the treehouse? I did not.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Some future episode, we'll do a 360 panorama shot for you.
It'll be fun.
Can you go on the roof of the treehouse?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, but I guess we'll see.
All right. That'll be cool. Door cam lady, remember her?
Did we finally find out the end of this mystery?
Don't know. Don't know who she is, but I wanted to share some of the theories that we got.
Okay, I like a theory.
So people have ruled out, people speculated, and then other people ruled out a census taker.
Okay.
Not the census.
Well, yeah.
They wear a badge, right. I guess. Not the county assessor. They take photos from the street and identify themselves.
Right.
Someone was saying realtors. No. No reason a realtor would be doing that.
I mean, it's different if you're door knocking, but usually if you're door knocking, you knock on the damn door.
Right. Remember, this mystery lady didn't knock. She just extended her hand to what appeared to be the door.
Right.
From the Ring doorbell's perspective.
Uh-huh.
Took a photo of her hand, like motioning a knock on the door, but not actually knocking,
mm-hmm.
they said.
Right. All while, like, seemingly dissing the house, which I can't really imagine.
Or someone on the phone was saying, was talking shit.
I don't know.
Or something. But so those three are ruled out.
Uh-huh.
Census people, assessors, realtors. Could be for homeowners or other kind of insurance purposes.
Okay.
There are a few people that gave reasons for that. Maybe a thief scoping out the home.
Right. That one was an interesting one that you'd mentioned.
A delivery driver who ended up eating the food themselves.
Well, but you'd be seeing her take a picture of the bag.
Right. Like on the ground, right? That's what I thought.
Right.
So, somebody said that they actually saw that very lady and asked and answered the door, and she said she was from Allstate.
That's, maybe the insurance thing makes more sense.
Right.
Yeah.
And some lender theories.
Interesting.
Just, you know, they need to verify that the home is occupied or there or not a meth house from the outside or something.
Right.
And then the final theory, she's trying to contact you about your car's extended warranty.
Ha 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 ha. Funny.
Oh, this was fun. The news website we've talked about recently.
Oh, yeah?
A news source in a trust.
Yes, that one.
Remember last week we talked about their headline, "Protect Our Children, Locals Protest the Need for Harsher Sentences in Sex Crimes."
Uh-huh.
They changed it.
Oh, good.
To protect our children, locals protest the lack of harsher sentences for sex crimes.
There we go.
It works.
I mean, they really only had to add one word to make it work.
Right. But, protest for.
Yeah.
Is what I would have said.
Yeah, that's all
maybe.
I would have done too. But
again, we realize when it gets into double negatives territory, it does get confusing.
Yeah, sure.
And it's not like we don't make mistakes.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do skewer those that deserve it. So,
Mike, I just realized something.
What?
You forgot to turn on the sign.
Oh, son of a bitch.
See, we do make mistakes.
We never make mistakes. Okay, this was weird. We got banned from Facebook last week.
Right, which was a terrifying moment.
Yeah, it put a major hit in our latest episode, or last episode, 83.
Right, which is so sad because I looked so cute for it.
You really did. It was a great episode.
You know, looking back, I was kind of like, huh, maybe it's a little weird that I was talking about all these heavy topics with like cat makeup. You know?
Although I will say that whenever we cosplay a little bit, our numbers go up.
Yeah, that's true. Whenever we're dressed up for an event.
Yeah. If we just did the furry thing or the goth thing all the time.
I mean, furry goths. Goth hacker.
We're looking for a gimmick. Maybe we should.
Maybe we should.
Those are those guys that always dress freaky. Their show is average. But they always look so damn weird.
That's funny.
Anyway, we woke up Monday morning to your account suspended. And then I went through the thing saying it shouldn't be. Oh, for impersonation.
Yeah, which is some BS, especially since IFAF isn't a person.
Right.
You know?
So I thought, is it the other IFAF? Is it the International Federation of American Football? Is it the International Foot and Ankle Foundation or whatever they are?
The Idaho Falls Ad Federation, even? They would never, but...
They would never, and they go by IF Ad Fed.
Right, that's true.
So I just said, nah, sure, that's not, this is wrong. Mm-hmm. And like 3 minutes later, we were restored.
Thank goodness.
So, weird. Mm-hmm. And the same thing happened for a different reason to the Idahoan.
Yeah, what is up with that?
He's the EDM DJ that, okay, so you know, we record our shows over the weekend and then they publish on Monday. We haven't gone to his show yet.
Yes, but we will be.
We're going to. We can't wait. But the same thing happened to him. He thought it was for copyright infringement.
Oh, interesting.
Because every once in a while, he'll play clips of his stuff and other people's stuff too.
Right, right.
Then his page got restored. He and I were both talking that more. I'm like, what the hell?
Weird.
Because I saw him post about it. And I said, the same thing happened to me. We got it all figured out. That was a weird, unnecessary Monday morning fire drill, damn it.
And it's always on a Monday.
Yeah, it's always on a Monday.
Which, I mean, I think it would be slightly better on Tuesday, but any other day of the week would be just as bad. Because Wednesday is hump day. Thursday, you're just dragging because it's almost Friday. And then Friday is Friday. And I don't want to deal with anything on Friday.
So anyway, Idahoan, we're so happy you got restored. And by the way, you can check out, he does this really cool thing every 4th of July. And he's doing it for the third year in a row this 4th of July, a 12-hour live stream event with
fun.
Over 12 local DJs to raise money for Children's International.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Oh, that's really cool. What a sweetheart.
We'll drop his link tree in
and
the post.
And what a patriot. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fun.
His next EP will be released on Prognosis, which is a UK label, on May 9th.
Oh, by the way, I have a little mouse update.
About Dancer, your...
Yes, my little pet mouse.
Your rescue mouse.
Yes, yeah, who I love so much. He's such a special little guy.
In fact, if you don't believe us, let's play the video. This is a video of Carly's friend discovering a mouse in her...
In the ceiling light of her car.
Yeah, bizarre.
Yeah, crazy, right? Now, this is Dancer's story. I basically got him the day after she filmed that video, I think even that evening, and he was just teeny tiny. We determined he was about a day old when I got him. I raised him by hand, waking up every few hours to make sure he ate.
With a Q-tip or a dropper?
I would use a paintbrush.
Yeah.
Yeah, a paintbrush, but then I'd use a Q-tip to help him potty, too, because that's another part of it that you've got to do. I know. It was a labor of love.
And stimulate his little...
Yeah, his
mouse
little butthole.
Oh,
yep, so geez. He can poop. Yeah, I know. But
what
you
if
know
you
what?
Don't do that?
Well, then they get all backed up and bloated. No, they just are uncomfortable and it doesn't feel good. And why would you do that to someone?
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Just finger popping your mouse butthole.
Q-tip popping. Be respectful. Anyway, but I've had him ever since.
What are you
since.
Doing? Nothing. What are you doing? I'm sorry. Please continue the Dancer story.
Anyway, I've had him ever since. I got him a cheaper cage off of Amazon because I just needed something quick and, you know, it was cute. But it was always a little too small. He liked it well enough and it wasn't really a problem for a while. But lately, I've really wanted to upgrade his living situation, especially because I really want to get him a friend. Because mice, like humans, are social creatures and he really should have a buddy. And it's just been a little hard getting around to that because I got him right before the Christmas season and it's been... I've had a lot going on since then.
So look at this brand new cage.
Yeah.
Cage?
Yeah. So this is, you could call it a
terrarium. Terrarium?
Yeah. This is just an enclosure. Now, I personally think this one is also too small. And I sort of realized it as I was putting in all of his new fun things. And the thing is, I think that I'm going to just build my own.
Okay.
Yeah.
But let's talk about what's in here. This is just pink AF.
Yes, it is.
With a bunch of funfetti at the bottom that yes, Dancer can use to stuff wherever he wants.
Which he does, absolutely.
Yeah, but it's got a spiral staircase?
Yeah, so it's a little spiral staircase with a slide.
Oh,
he's got a little disc on top of that platform there. He's got a little jungle gym in the corner, a teeter-totter, a little bridge. He's got all kinds of fun little toys in there and stuff. And then he, of course, has his own little house, too, that he's really taken over and he started nesting in.
Mm.
It's kind of funny because in his old cage, there was kind of a pod on the side because it was a hamster cage and hamsters have like dust baths like chinchillas do. And that's where you'd put the dust bath, right? But since mice don't do that, that's just where he made his bedroom. And he was like, this is where I'm going to sleep now.
When I die, I want to come back as a mouse being taken care of by Carly.
Yes, I can see why.
That is just a palatial, expansive, fun zone right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Mean, it's a little party pad. He's living in a mousy penthouse.
And then last follow-up, what's in the bag?
Oh, so I'd mentioned before that I wanted to try to make my own medicinal marshmallows.
Yeah.
Well, I tried today.
When we were talking about the new 2025 Rice Krispies Treats flavored Peeps.
Right.
You mentioned that marshmallow was a root.
Yes.
And I was like, what?
Yeah. So marshmallow is a plant, but marshmallow root was used in original marshmallows, which were made medicinally because they help to coat your throat and make it so that you don't cough as much.
Oh,
I think they're also like anti-inflammatory, cough suppressants. They do all kinds of really good stuff for you.
Okay.
But I tried making them. It seemed really easy online. I didn't realize that I needed a candy thermometer. So I just sort of went with it and guessed. So they turned out more jello-y than they should have.
I don't know. They're soft and spongy, Carl.
They're soft and spongy, but they're too dense. I wanted them to be fluffier.
Oh.
And part of it... So
did you need to whip them better?
Well, a lot of people who make these use a stand mixer, which I don't have.
Okay.
You know, because who's got the money and counter space for that?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Maybe I'll get one. If I did, I'd get a pink one. They'd be cute.
Sure.
Anyway.
They make them in pink.
I think they turned out okay. This one was a 4-ingredient one. I actually did 5 ingredients.
I can't stop wiggling it.
I know, right? But it's basically gelatin, marshmallow root. I did honey and maple syrup in mine. And then the other ingredient was water. And that's it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So marshmallow root, water, honey, brown sugar, and gelatin.
Maple syrup.
Oh, maple syrup. Maple syrup.
It's not bad. It's more gummy than I'd like it to be. I think I messed up the gelatin.
That's wild.
Yeah, right?
Ooh, I did get a little bit of earthiness.
That's probably the marshmallow root.
Yeah.
You know, I feel a little bit bad because I made these with a couple of kids that I help out with.
I don't hate it.
I feel like they were so excited about it. And I bet you they finally tasted it and they're like, that's gross. I'm mad we made them.
Right.
Dang it.
I don't mind it.
Yeah. Not bad. Could be worse.
So weird.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought, I was just thought marshmallow is marshmallow.
Yeah, no, I guess it's like a whole thing. And, you know, there are some people who actually add a little slippery elm to theirs too.
Which is a great, I can speak to that as a former talking professional.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great method to throat your coat your throat. Oh my God.
Wow, talking professional, you say.
Slippery elm lozenges or slippery elm tea. I think that's slippery elm was a big ingredient in that throat coat tea that I love so much. Yeah.
It is.
I expected sticky fingers after that, and they are not.
Yeah, I think it's because I did too much gelatin.
I love it.
But you know what? Not bad. Overall, I definitely want to try it again. And I think next time I actually want to steep some throat coat tea and put some of that in there instead of water.
Okay.
Because wouldn't that be just amazing?
It's so funny because I bought you a bag of marshmallow root.
Right.
As I was editing the episode, I'm like, yep, put that in my cart.
Mm-hmm.
But you already had some.
No, so here's... Sorry, I'm a chubby bunny.
No, you're not.
That's a game where you like shove marshmallows in your mouth, basically.
Okay.
But it's...
Oh, let's play.
So you put a marshmallow in your mouth and then you say chubby bunny and you see how many you can fit in until you can't say chubby bunny anymore.
Got it.
It gets really cute.
Yeah.
It's apparently kind of dangerous though. Like there's a warning label on marshmallows now that say not to put more than one in your mouth at a time.
Oh, for crying out loud.
It's dumb. Anyway, so I actually ended up going to Red Clover today, last minute, because I, you know, I couldn't think of anything else to do while I was hanging out with these kids. And I was like, oh, we'll make marshmallows. That'll be super fun. I called like 4 different places trying to find some powdered marshmallow root. Nowhere had it except for Red Clover. It's over next to, what's that sandwich shop you like?
Gandolfo's.
It's right by Gandolfo's.
17th and Woodruff.
Yeah. So they used to do the farmer's market and they made like this really great little tea. And I actually tried some today and it was very good. But yeah, they're just like a little herbalist shop. They do like CBD, herbs, all kinds of cool
right next
vitamins
door?
And stuff. Yes.
Right next door. Sometimes I park in front of there. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
To get my little Italy. From Gandolfo's.
Right. So I was actually shocked that I could find any marshmallow root here in town at all, let alone powdered marshmallow root.
And I don't know if the stuff I got was powdered or not.
Yours Maybe. Isn't, but I don't mind that because there is another recipe where you basically make it into a tea and then use the tea, which I actually think I want to try instead because I don't think I like this method as much.
Got it.
Yeah. But anyway, super cool and great that a little local shop happened to have the weird specialty item that I needed.
Right.
How fun.
Right. And are we going to see less and less of that? Like as stores go out of business, Joanne's?
I know. But you know, it's a lot of the big box stores that are going out. So maybe we'll actually see a resurgence of the little guy.
The return of the mom and pop?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
Uh-huh.
Man, you know, there was a minute where I was sitting there watching Joanne's go out and thinking, man, if I had the money, I would start a fabric store right now.
Something that we never covered, you know, we've got a content filter on this show. We only bring you the best, finest, purest bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And if something isn't a thing yet, we don't mention it. But there was a petition going around to get Idaho Falls to turn off the little red lights at the top of the windmills at night.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Talking about light pollution, bad idea, right? Because planes crash into them.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's a way. And House Bill 146 passed narrowly. So.
Wait, so they are going to turn off those lights?
If it goes through the final approval process, because it strikes the right balance between protecting Idaho's night skies and ensuring aircraft safety. So what happens is wind farms, like the windmills we have on the East Bench in Idaho Falls,
mm-hmm.
will install aircraft detection lighting systems, or ADLS, which are FAA-approved technology that keeps turbine lights off unless an aircraft is nearby.
Okay.
So
I don't hate that.
Whenever an aircraft is sending whatever signal it sends to say, hey, surrounding area, I'm an aircraft.
Okay.
The windmills will sense that and go blink, 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 blink.
Oh.
And turn on.
Okay. That I actually like. I think that's nice.
That'll be interesting, right? Like if you're driving east and it's night and it's dark and you can't see anything up there and then suddenly you see them light up red and start blinking. You'll know there must be a plane passing, if this passes.
Or a UFO.
Right. Oh. Yeah.
Kind of neat, huh?
Will we know? Will that work that way?
Let's find out.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool. Probably not. But that'd be cool.
So anyway, might be coming to a wind farm near you soon.
Honestly, I don't hate it, especially because it sounds like it's still going to be safe for the planes. That's the important part to me. But especially because, honestly, the red lights kind of creep me out. They feel like little red eyes peeking out at you from a forest. You know? They're spooky.
When I went to my first rave at the Dugway Proving Grounds just west of Salt Lake City, Utah, where they do a lot of testing for a lot of things.
Yeah, right.
But we were out in the middle of the West Desert, and Alice DJ Better Off Alone was playing.
Oh, that's a good one.
And you know how the song goes? It goes, doot, doot, doot. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
I swear, as I was dancing to the music, that a tower light was going on and off to that.
Well, and also, it might have technically been because the beats per minute could have synced up with
it. Could have, yeah.
The same, yeah.
It's quite possible. All right, Idaho trivia. Come to find out, you love it, and we love talking about our great state.
Yeah, you could even call us a pair of Idahos.
Did you just?
Sorry, I had to.
But I thought I'd start with the one that was a surprise to me, but it's a fundamental piece of Idaho trivia that I think every Idahoan should know.
Right.
Starting with the name, Idaho.
I mean, yeah, that's like fundamental. I love that.
Right. Okay. So, you know, like in 1860, mm-hmm. we had territories.
Sure.
They were big, huge chunks of land.
Yeah, which were later parceled out into states and stuff.
Like three or four states. So they were trying to decide the name of the territory mm-hmm. that Idaho would eventually be a part of.
Right.
And the name Idaho was floated around. Okay. And everybody kind of liked it because it kind of sounded exotic.
The one time Idaho has ever been called exotic. I love it. All uh-huh. right.
This is a bunch of East Coasters deciding on this shit.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, to be fair, like half of their stuff over there is just new some other place. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, a guy, Dr. George M. Willing, said that Idaho was a Native American name, Shoshone Indian, mm-hmm. meaning gem of the mountains.
Okay, which is a nice sentiment.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think, you know, different states have different names that mean things. Right. Right. Well, okay.
Like the Sunshine State.
I know from watching Wayne's World that like Milwaukee means the good land.
Oh, funny.
In Algonquin. Right?
I mean, according to Wayne's World.
So, yeah. Support seemed to be growing. However, before it came up for a vote on February 28, 1861, sentiment changed because they realized Idaho is not a Native American word, meaning gem of the mountain. In fact, it isn't even a real word.
Oh.
Dr. George M. Willing made it up.
Oh, so I guess he wasn't really willing to do his research.
I guess not. But would you like to know where he got that name from?
Where?
He had a daughter named Ida.
Oh, sorry. That's such an old lady name. It wasn't even on my radar.
Right. Yeah, we could have been Edna Ho.
Oh, that's funny. Or Kim Ho.
Gertrude Ho.
Oh, Gertrude Ho would be cute. I like that.
Lily Ho.
Does that mean that he was kind of calling his daughter a hoe?
I don't think they had that word back then.
Yeah, that's funny.
Wow. Huh. Don't shoot the messenger on this.
Man, if only we were Tally-ho.
Yeah. What if her name was Tally? I know a Tally.
That would have been fun. I know. I do, uh-huh. too. Yeah. Probably the same Tally.
Or a ho-ho.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what?
What else ends in ho?
Kind of nice that he decided to name it after his kid.
I guess. Nice little tribute.
Clearly, he liked the name.
But, I mean, that was, you know, before people could Google stuff right. and realize he was full of shit.
Well, and also, you'd think that at least some of them would have had a Native American friend who they could have gone to and been like,
right.
Hey, do you know someone who speaks Shoshone? Uh-huh. Is this what that means? Like,
right.
There's got to be some way of fact-checking.
Right. But we're stuck with it. And apparently, we're stuck with it even after we knew it was totally made up.
Yeah. Well, you know, that I feel like that kind of thing happens a lot.
I think so.
You know? I don't know.
Looking for a new restaurant for dinner? Feed the whole family at Red's Grill. Red's Grill is a delicious and affordable dinner hotspot.
Enjoy over 20 different gourmet burgers with tasty fries, fresh salads, sandwiches, and more. Like the Viking Burger, super stacked so high they have to spear it with a steak knife.
Feed the whole family affordably at Red's Grill inside the Shiloh Inn, Idaho Falls. Mention IFAF to get 20% off your entire meal. Alcohol not included, you party animal.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with unique homegrown hometown tea from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower. Our famous potato sack design and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out Teton T-shirts. These exclusive designs are not available in gift shops.
So head to TetonT-shirts.com, link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike helps Idaho, and when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
Looking to sell your home in 2025? Make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Link in post.
Ladies, go thrifting for spring at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry, knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags, and now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers, use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Are you looking for locally raised beef to feed your family this year? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound butcher boxes with steaks, roasts, and ground beef.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Proud to donate $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter for every Spud Kings home game hat trick.
That's right, kids. Everything you've been taught is a total lie.
It's Idaho's Go-Go Talk Show. IFAF, Idaho Falls.
Just for the
Idaho isn't a real name. Doesn't mean shit. We're American, honey. Our names don't mean shit.
Yeah. You know, I feel like a bunch of places in the U.S. have names that don't mean... Like, there's no way that every state has an actual good meaning behind it.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, you know that road you see on the way from Vegas to L.A., Zizek's Road?
Right.
Uh-huh. I think that's a completely made-up name.
It's gotta be.
But you can play it in Scrabble legally, from what I understand.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I thought proper nouns weren't okay, but oh, I guess
maybe not if you're playing the proper noun rule. But I thought places were okay.
Well, I suppose that's true.
Like you can't play John, but you can play London. Oklahoma.
Right? Okay. That actually would make sense.
Anybody who's played Scrabble that doesn't live in a nursing home want to hit us up in the comments?
Yeah, that would actually be great.
What is fog, and why is Ammon afraid of it?
Oh.
Ammon Sewer Department wants your help. Fog stands for fats, oils, and grease.
Oh, I thought you meant like actual fog. I was like, what's the problem with fog? I like a little foggy day. I think it's nice for some tea drinking and some book reading.
Marshmallow tea, yeah. Marshmallow root tea.
There we go. That's the move.
Ammon residents apparently have been pouring a lot of fog down the drains. And I imagine this applies to every community. Ammon saying, please stop.
Right. Yeah, that's fair.
I know I've done it. It's just a little bacon grease.
Right. You don't think about it all the time.
No.
You know, and I'm sure every renter, too, is like, well, it's not my pipe. I don't care.
Go to the apartments, Ammon. How do they even enforce that?
They can't.
Open up, fog police. Here's how they combat that. With this catchy, I had to laugh because it's got a TM next to it, meaning they've trademarked it. Oh. Whoever they is. The American Sewage Society.
They sure are.
The USSS. Whatever. Cool it, can it, trash it. Remember, kids, cool it, can it, trash it.
I'm a little surprised
when
they were allowed.
When it comes to fog, cool it, can it, trash it.
I'm a little surprised they were allowed to trademark that because, first off, that's really weak. And also, I think that's what they've always been saying.
Yeah, your mom was right. You get an old coffee can, and anytime you do the bacon, you pour it into the thing.
Right.
You put the lid on it, you stick it under the sink, you bring it up for the next time.
Right.
That's what you're supposed to do with your fats, oils, and grease. Also, they'd like you to stop flushing baby wipes, condoms, feminine products, cotton balls, anything plastic.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Makeup sponges, that kind of stuff.
Who's flushing their makeup sponges?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why would you do that?
Well, and I'm speaking way out of school here, but don't you always flush the tamps and stuff?
I mean, I was always taught to flush a tamp, but lately I've been hearing that you're not supposed to even flush a tampon.
All right.
Yeah, so kind of crazy.
I don't know. I'm not a sewage expert.
Which I guess makes sense because it's made out of cotton. I don't think it degrades in the water like toilet paper does.
Right.
Yeah. One time in high school, we were supposed to do this, assignment where we talked about why items cost that much. So we had to like go down the like ingredients, figure out what they were made of, go through the supply chain and stuff like that.
Okay.
And this one group of girls did one on tampons.
Okay.
Because they were being funny. But then they suddenly started talking about wool and the prices of taking care of sheep and stuff like that. Because they, you know, had
did
accidentally...
Did they get wool confused with cotton?
Yep. Yeah. Which one would be so scratchy?
I mean, well, and maybe, you know, 200 years ago.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think even... Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that tampons were made, no, maybe not 200 years ago.
Okay, 2,000 years ago.
I don't think that
when
anyone
Saint
would do
Patrick
that.
When St. Patrick was driving the druids out of Ireland.
No, I don't think so.
No?
Nope. I don't think anyone would look at that and say, ooh, let's put this itchy stuff somewhere really sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
Huh.
Personally.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Now, personally, I've kind of become more of a Diva Cup kind of gal because those things sort of rule. They have a little bit of a learning curve to them, don't get me wrong. But once you get that down, they are fantastic.
I've heard about them.
Yeah.
But I don't want to talk about them on this show.
I don't blame you.
This has been Period Talk with Mike and Carly. Brought to you by the Idaho Period Project. Period, 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 period.
Menstrual cycle.
Thanks period. For listening. Period. Menses. Menstruation.
That time of the month.
Aunt
Shark
Flo.
Week.
Okay. Wow. All the keywords.
Yeah.
Let's switch gears to something else that goes.
Shark Week. Ooh, ha, ha.
We'll just show you the photo. We got some more Petey graffiti.
Oh, yeah. That's not so teeny of a peenie, is it?
Yeah, it's long.
Yeah. You know, something like this tells me that the guy who drew it is overcompensating.
Right. That was one of the top comments. Typical males. They think it's bigger than it is.
Funny.
It's like long with three O's.
Yeah, you know... It makes you wonder how often he's thinking about wieners. If, you know, he gets a can of spray paint, he's like clearly thought this out. He's decided he's going to go and he's going to tag this building. And the only thing he can think to draw is a wiener.
I'm not sure there was even that much thought. We have had a problem with tagging.
Right, right.
With graffiti mm-hmm. in Idaho Falls recently. A big follower of that is Jace Howell, right? Mm-hmm. He's done a lot of... He's sort of gentrifying a few buildings in downtown Idaho Falls. Mm-hmm. That's why we've got that brand new Snake Bite.
Right.
Parkinay Italia.
Parkinay.
and the Hotel Rogers, right? They've done some exciting stuff there.
Uh-huh.
But I see he's had a few videos, and maybe we'll play him on this show, especially if we find the guy. But I understand how frustrating that can be. Anyway.
Sure. I mean, it takes time and effort to clean it up. I get that.
The guy that drew this huge cock and balls used blue spray paint.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Blue balls and everything.
Oh, I get it. That's funny. That's cute.
But I don't think a lot of thought goes... I mean, like, if you study ancient history, even in Greece and ancient Rome and stuff, a lot of that.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I would think if I was going to go through all the effort and potentially get, like, charged with a crime... I'd want to do something cooler.
Right. Something. You know? I mean, like Banksy.
Yeah.
Totally yeah. elevated that art form.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
Something thoughtful like what he does.
Yeah. Or even like some of the graffiti on the trains that's like really well done and like there's actual effort put into it.
Like the Shocker and the Fleshlight from last episode. Was that last episode?
Honestly, even that one shows more artistry than this.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'll take it. I guess, I don't know. I feel like it's just so low effort. You know,
right.
I just want to see our criminals really stepping up to the plate and doing something impressive with their time, you know?
If you're going to do it. Yeah, maybe a nice airbrushed eggplant emoji or something.
Something, yeah. Now I get it because they probably don't have a lot of time, but I guarantee that a good artist could have done something much cooler in the same amount of time it took to draw that very long peen.
Yeah, you know, and there is that Pug's Lane Alley. Do we need to invite the guy down to Pug's Lane Alley to... put up his artwork. Something I think there are rules with that. Like, you got to be a little more tasteful.
Right, right. But, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he's working his way up to Pug's Lane.
Maybe. Maybe I he say should he. Have stuck to his own garage, but you know.
Yeah. It's definitely a dude, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's always, what's the rule on this show?
It's always a teenage boy.
Always teenage boys.
Now, he looks a little older, so I'm thinking 19.
My throat does feel a little bit coated. I wonder if the marshmallow root marshmallows, yeah.
That'd be so great. I love that.
Local News 8 has announced a replacement for Todd Koons.
Oh, really?
And by the way, is there more to that story that we'll probably never know?
Yeah, it seems like it, which is such a shame.
But Todd hasn't responded to our invitation to come on the show. Should I message him again? Oh, yeah, as is his right. But yeah. I almost want to message him again and say something like, yo, bro, which is how I start a lot of my messages, by the way.
Right, yeah.
If you get a yo, bro from me, that's authentic.
Yeah, means you're bros.
Yeah. And just say something like, hey, there's no trap here, and we're not going to try to get you to talk shit.
Right.
We just want to. Here's what it comes down to. Let's make this blanket invite right now for anybody who gets fired from Idaho Falls Media. You know you can come on our show and just tell your story.
Fired or quits.
Fired or quit or contract not renewed or whatever.
Right. Yeah, whatever happens.
This is an open invitation. We want to be that kind of show.
Yeah.
Because we're not the, in a way we're media, but we're the counterculture media.
Yeah.
That's one of the purposes for which we exist.
Yeah.
Is to do stuff that the media can't, but still be heard and seen.
Yeah. Mostly just say fuck.
Yeah. Mostly that.
Yeah.
All right. Local News 8 has announced a replacement for Todd Koons.
Okay.
His name is Doug Long. And you may remember him. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
With three O's.
I'm so sorry.
Doug Long.
I don't even know who it is. I feel terrible for making the joke, but the timing. It was so good. Anyway.
Didn't even think of that.
Doug Long.
So he was with Local News 8. He started his career there in 94. And he departed in 98. He was instrumental in setting up their morning show in 97.
Okay. All right. So he's got a little history there.
He's done a tour of duty here before.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess after Local News 8, he went to Macon, Georgia.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Will he have a little bit of a Southern accent?
Oh, I guess we'll see, huh?
Probably not as much as the TV weatherman from San Antonio who really works it and then turns it off. That's when it's the most shocking. Anywho.
You're throwing shade.
That's the first time this episode, isn't it?
Oh, well, yeah. That's why I didn't give you too much shit, but
all right.
Throw a little shade.
Welcome, Doug Long. And, he's from Salt Lake City, went to BYU, mentioned Macon, Georgia, and he's been working in corporate communications and training.
Oh, that's kind of fun. All right. I feel that means that he stars in a bunch of HR videos.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Here's an old picture of Doug with Linda Larson in the 90s.
Oh, fun. Okay.
Linda Larson's still there.
Yeah.
Here's a new picture of Doug with Linda Larson.
There we go. You
haven't changed a bit, Linda. Doug looks a little bit
Doug
different.
Has?
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little. Anyway, congratulations on the gig, bro. And we'll watch you.
Yeah.
We'll watch you in clips on the internet.
Yeah. I mean, just like everyone else does with their news. Come on, be honest.
Yeah. Okay. So there's that. Boy, we've done a lot of news about news.
Yeah, we kind of have lately, huh?
Let's see if we can skip all that next episode.
Let's. I like that.
Okay. Oh, weird sidebar, if I may, just for a moment.
Sure.
This is episode 84.
Oh, really?
And I don't know why, but a couple of years ago, when we were first starting out and scrapping episodes left and right, I thought, I'm not excited for episode 1 or 6 or 26 or 70. I'm excited for episode 84.
That is such an arbitrary number.
Exactly. And I don't know how it got stuck in my head or what significance it has or if there's any numerologists watching that could go, oh, I know why.
Oh, uh-huh.
That's up to 12 and then 3 and that's the number that primes stuff.
Yeah, right.
But for whatever reason, I'll really feel like something when we hit episode 100.
Right. That was that. I mean, that was the big one for me.
Yeah. Should be around July 1st, our 2-year anniversary.
Oh, yeah. We've got big plans already.
Figure 50 episodes a year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But for whatever reason, Carl, high five. We made it. Episode 84.
It's kind of crazy to think how far we've come already.
It's going
to
come and go, and I'm going to forget about it next week.
You know, and on top of that, too, it feels like it's been so long and also not long at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Weird, right?
Yeah. Because, I don't know, it feels like so much has happened and, like, things are sort of escalating quickly all of a sudden. And it still feels like this is so new, but it also feels so, I don't know, broken in almost.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're playing around. You may have noticed we're playing around formatically with a couple things this week.
Yeah, we're f***ing around to find out.
That's right. That should be our slogan. F-A-F-O, baby. I love it. This is our playground. Very cool news from Brolums this week.
Oh, I'm excited about this.
They posted, based on community input and the needs of our guests, we're excited to announce that our Ammon, St. Anthony, and Driggs locations will now be open on Sundays.
You've joined the heathens, and we're glad to have you.
Starting April 27th, 2025, right after General Conference.
That's nice. Honestly, I'm so excited, especially because Brolums has probably the best cheese selection in town.
How many times do we get together for a Sunday dinner?
Yes.
And I want to stop by Brolums and pick something up.
Yes. I know. And now finally we can.
So hot.
I can't wait. I can't. Ooh. Or like they have that Alex ice cream that I love. And there have been a couple of times when I was really, really craving it and I wanted it so bad and I couldn't get it because they're the only ones I know that have it. It was so
That's upsetting. Alec with an apostrophe. Yes, it's really good.
It's
they
really
have some
good.
Whacked out flavors.
Yeah, I really like their, it's like lavender honeycomb or whatever. Oh my gosh, it's so good.
So Alpine, Wyoming has been open on Sundays. Mm-hmm. Now it'll be Ammon, St. Anthony, and Driggs. Who it won't be? Rigby, Shelley, Thane. Womp womp. Sorry,
Rexburg?
Guys.
What about the Rexburg one?
In the Lord City? Oh, I don't think so.
Okay, right. That's what I thought, too. But since it wasn't on the list, I needed to verify.
Yeah, no, it's not on the list.
Right, right.
So I'm assuming no. And just, Brolums, one note. I see that in your St. Anthony photo, it's the old branding.
Oh, you should fix that.
Can you fix that?
Mike hates that.
Just for me, please? So, Brolums, you are IFAF this week. Crisp high five. 21 finger gun salute. And chef's kiss.
To you. We're so glad you've joined the dark side.
We'll see you on Sunday, April 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of grocery shopping, you're going to love hearing this. You're going to absolutely love hearing this, you guys.
I have a feeling I'm not going to like this.
The country's largest egg producer, Calmain Foods, saw profits surge 718%. Amid the egg shortage. Isn't that great, you guys, that we provided value to corporate shareholders?
Wow.
Isn't that so cool that there was corporate price gouging disguised as shortages?
Yeah. Just insane.
We've just been through corporate price gouging disguised as inflation.
Well, you know.
McDonald's among the worst offenders now offering to save the day and be a hero after gouging you for a few years with their... meal deals.
Of course. You know, and here's the thing. I don't think they understand how much they're shooting themselves in the foot. Because I know several people already who've gone out and gotten chickens just because of this. And honestly, once they realize how easy it is to do, and frankly, how fun it is, because chickens are hilarious and adorable, they're never going to get their money ever again. You know?
This is a great time to tell you about my new listing at 3560 Georgia Lane.
Actually, that is a really good property for chickens.
In Ammon? It is. I actually read the old covenants, and it says you can have one horse per member of the family. It's an acre and a half-ish. One horse per member of the family.
Oh, I love that, actually.
50 chickens, 2 cows.
Can you imagine you and your wife deciding to have another baby just so you can get another horse? That's funny.
Yeah.
I like that.
The listing, of course, offered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho. You can call the number, link in post.
Right.
For Mike Helps Idaho.
Not only can you get yourself a beautiful house, then you can get yourself some chickens and never pay anyone for eggs again.
Brick house built in 1966. You're going to love it.
Mm-hmm. I love brick houses too.
Two owners, one for the last 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Enough
Frankly,
of that.
Houses owned by old people are always the best. Yeah, They're so well taken care of.
The kind with cream carpets. No kidding. Cream colored carpets.
Yeah, right.
You know.
And the fact that you can keep them cream. That just means that they're spotless. Staying on top of things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's
good
shit.
This house. Seriously, if you're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
425. Okay. Where were we? Oh, yeah. But, you know, when you hear about a gas station company, like the headline I saw was Shell reports record profits after, you know, gas mm-hmm. was almost $5 a gallon here. Aren't we so tired of it?
Right. You know, and that's
exactly. Tired of this. Tired.
And that's exactly what I'm getting at, is the more that they do this to people, eventually we're all going to opt out, you know, at least to some extent.
Yeah.
You know?
Try to become as self-sufficient as possible and start a barter system in our neighborhood.
Well, just saying, I mean, look at COVID, you know, after mm-hmm. that, as soon as people had the opportunity, they were at home making bread, you know, that was like everyone's favorite activity all of a sudden.
Yeah.
People became a lot more self-sufficient and found ways to garden and like actually provide for themselves and stuff because they didn't have the convenience of going out all the time.
You know, Richard, my Friday morning coffee buddy.
Mm-hmm.
He can't do coffee again, I think, until May.
Oh, no.
Because he's been called back to the office.
Oh, he works at the site?
No.
Oh,
different
really?
Employer. But yeah, they're undoing all the COVID stuff now.
All of the things that people enjoyed.
Uh-huh.
I see how it is.
Back to real life. But this is just what America is now.
Apparently.
Is corporate price gouging and, you know, turning the White House lawn into a used car dealership commercial.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of, like, here's the thing. Regardless of how you feel about any of them, you got to admit, that's just tacky. Come on. You know?
It's not obvious at all what they were doing, especially after, you know, the stock prices for Tesla went down, and then after mm-hmm. that stunt, they went up a little.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, could say it was effective.
Once he plunges us into a recession, they're not going to be selling any Teslas anyway.
At what cost?
Yeah.
At what cost?
I mean, with all of the government employees that putting money into the economy.
We
get laid off and have no money to spend.
We try not to take partisan sides, but ridiculous is ridiculous no matter how you slice
right,
it.
Right. That's the thing. I feel like I get branded as the leftist
the
of the
flaming
two of us,
liberal.
And I'm not. I'm genuinely not. All I care about is like compassion for your fellow man, which frankly, Jesus taught. So I don't think I'm wrong here. Basically, every major religion has said that we should be nice to each other. So why don't we?
Mm.
You know? And then my other big thing too is like, I just don't want people to suffer. I want us to have, you know, a good economy where we can actually like
it's true.
Get the things that we need.
Human suffering is the worst.
Right. So I don't know. I will vote for whoever I think is going to give us the best results. I don't care about the party, you know?
I care about partying.
I mean, I like to party, but yeah.
Yeah, actually, dude, you like to party?
I mean, I like calm parties, like dinner parties.
Yeah.
I like parties when sitting is like normal.
Yeah.
That's the kind of party I like.
Sitting party.
Yeah, I like to go in and play some board games and eat some dinner.
With marshmallow root tea.
Yeah.
Let's all have a sitting party.
That actually sounds really nice.
Okay, Utah is the first state to ban fluoride in drinking water.
Okay.
How do we feel about that?
Well, I mean, aren't there some benefits to having fluoride in the drinking water? Doesn't it like help keep it contaminated and stuff?
First, let's talk about how much. The recommended level is 0.7 milligrams per liter, which is equivalent to 3 drops of water in a 55-gallon barrel.
Right.
But people are now saying, oh, well, there's certain health risks involved with fluoride, fluoridization of water, and like the dose in the water could be, I don't completely understand what they're saying, but mm-hmm. twice as much as what young kids actually need to keep their teeth healthy.
Okay.
You have to understand, before we did this in this country, there was an epidemic of people with bad teeth.
Right.
Like almost British level bad.
Don't throw the Brits under the big 2-story red double-decker bus like that.
Well, no. Okay. And this isn't the first time the government has put stuff in our food supply because we're too stupid to take care of ourselves, like iodized salt,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's true. Well, and it's not necessarily stupid per se, but, you know, if it's hard to come by in a normal diet.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Europe doesn't do it, though.
Okay. Well, but also, have you seen their teeth? Kidding. Some of them have fine teeth.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm perfectly content for, though, is watching what happens.
Yeah.
Let Utah f*** around and find out.
Honestly, I'm kind of in the same boat.
The difference between us and Europe, though, is any European who comes here will have a McDonald's bun and say, what's this cake?
Yeah.
Why do you put your burgers in between two pieces of cake?
Yeah, you know what? That's a big thing. We probably need the fluoride because there's so much sugar in our food.
Exactly. You know how I'm a big fan of whatever problems we create, we can solve?
Mm-hmm.
And that philosophy, I believe heavily in that.
Right.
You know, I almost wonder if, so what's going to happen? Your kids, all right, Utah, take your fluoride out of the water and you're going to stop giving your kids soda?
Yeah, right. Considering how popular those Mormon Starbucks are down there, probably not.
Or juice.
Oh my gosh.
You think juice is healthy? That's pure sugar. Your body isn't used to receiving that much sugar. I don't care if it's glucose or fructose or or whatever and not cane sugar. Your body doesn't know the difference.
Yeah. Well, and you
it's not healthy sugar.
Well, and that's the thing. If you're eating fruit, then you at least have the fiber from it to help you process it better.
Uh-huh.
If you're drinking just the juice, that's not necessarily good.
Well, you know? We'll see what happens. Utah? Guinea pigs? Will. Oh, you know when you hear that jingle jing, it can only mean one thing.
It's treat time. It's such a neat time.
That's right.
Better than smelling feet time.
Today, in honor of St. Patty's, we're trying two green things that also happen to be pickle flavored.
It's treat time.
All right. So we are doing the Warheads Extreme Sour Dill Pickle, which I'm actually really excited for because I don't think this is going to be like sweet or anything. I think it's just going to be a hella vinegary.
All right.
I love that.
Yeah.
And then
I'm a little afraid.
As you should be. And we're also trying some pickle cotton candy by the brand Chocolate Storybook.
This came to us, we came to it. At Station Park in Farmington. That's our favorite little outdoor mall to visit in the Salt Lake area. Because it's on the way back from Salt Lake, and you can just pop. It's easy off, easy on. And
yeah, we actually picked these up during my birthday tour.
Yeah,
so
I imagine
been waiting for a minute.
We're going to have the Warheads Sour Pickle first.
Oh, really?
And then the cotton candy for dessert?
I was going to ask you what way you wanted to do it. Now, I kind of worry that the flavor of this is going to overpower. I worry that the flavor of the pickle will overpower us so much that we can't get a good read on this.
Let's do the cotton candy first, then.
It smells like a pickle. You want to give it a sniff?
It does.
Now, for anyone who doesn't know, cotton candy is just heated sugar that's been spun and spat out of a machine to make a thread. So I don't know how they made it pickle flavored. All right.
And if you know one thing about IFAF, you know that we just do everything pickle. Carly got dill pickle seasoning in her stocking.
That's a weird. I don't know about that.
Is that just the weirdest?
I don't like that. I love pickles. That's too weird. Ugh.
More?
What do you think? Here's the thing. I kind of think it tastes like the plastic container it comes in. If it didn't taste like that...
We'll try the plastic container.
I taste the pickle part of it, and I don't mind that part. But I also taste the plastic, and I don't like that at all. Ugh.
This is cognitive dissonance.
I don't like it.
This is like a Bertie Bott's every flavored jelly belly jelly bean.
Kind of, huh?
You know?
Only, you know, one of the bad flavors.
One of the bad ones.
Yeah. Emphasis on the bad flavor part of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was horrible, and I don't like it. That's going straight in the garbage after this.
It's weird.
Yep.
It's not a good weird.
You're really eating more of it, though. I'm kind of impressed by how much you were able to choke down, because honestly, it made me kind of want to gag. Which is shocking, because I love pickle-flavored stuff.
That's just weird, man.
Ooh.
All right.
You know, the weird thing about this, it kind of smells like a sweet pickle.
Okay.
Like, you've had sweet pickles before, right?
Right. It says sour dill on the front.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, why don't you give it the first bite since I had the first bite of the other one. Also, stick your tongue out. It's green.
Ah. Uh-huh. Oh, uh-huh. Yours is too.
And I only had a little, too.
Happy Saint Day. I just went down on a leprechaun.
Dang, I was going to say that joke. You stole it from me.
Way down. No.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Oh, God.
Ooh, that's a thick pickle. That's what she said about the graffiti. Kidding. But yeah.
It always devolves into this, doesn't it?
Right. Ooh, slurpy. What do you think of that?
Holy sour.
It's really sour?
Yeah, it's not a sweet pickle at all. That is sour.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I was
raised. Maybe you kids who were raised on Sour Patch Kids won't think it's sour.
It is sour. I don't think it's extremely sour. And I almost feel like they could have done something to bring out the brininess more. I don't know. Ah, it's so close. It's so close to being good and yet so far. And I can't believe I'm saying that about a pickle.
This has been an unbelievably, incredibly uncomfortable, unpleasant treat time.
Yeah. Not really a treat, more of a trick. Yeah.
It's so I'm back to the cotton candy now.
Yeah, I noticed you taking another bite. I still can't believe it. You know what? Weirdly enough, this kind of tastes like plastic to me, too.
I think you might just be having that kind of night.
Maybe I am. I don't know.
Well, that sucked. Hmm. But we jump on these grenades just for you.
Okay, here's something else funny. The way that their serving sizes are on this. So it's saying that the serving size is 1 ounce, which is about 1/5 of a pickle. Which also, no one's eating this 1/5 at a time. Just call the, like, just tell me what the whole serving size, like, use the pickle as the serving size.
Right.
Why are you splitting it up into ounces? That's so arbitrary and dumb.
Who takes just the tip?
No one except for us, because it was gross and you did a bad job and you should feel bad.
Two thumbs down.
Yeah for both of them. That was just
happy
not
Saint
fun.
Patty's Day.
You know what, we'll have to go have some corned beef and cabbage to get that taste out of her mouth.
What's coming up?
Well, I'm actually really excited for this weekend because, as you know, anytime the ballet comes to town, we, of course, have to go. I drag you along. It's just how it is.
I love Tchaikovsky.
So it's not so bad, right? But this Saturday at the Frontier Center, it's going to be the Grand Kyiv Swan Lake Ballet, which I love Swan Lake, so I'm really looking forward to this one. That's going to be at 6 p.m., so not too late in the evening either, which I personally about.
It usually starts at 7, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
What's up with that?
I kind of like that it's at 6.
Okay.
You know, you get there, you get to, you know, go in, watch it, and still be home before 9. That's
maybe go
right
to a lake
alley.
Dinner. Okay.
I know, right?
Yeah. Maybe you'll get lucky and like the Nutcracker, and he won't be wearing his
his dancer's belt.
Yeah. It's not a cod piece.
You know, and that's the thing.
It's a new thing we learned on
it
this
show. It wasn't even lucky. It was just so awkward the entire time. I don't know. It was just weird.
Banana hammock.
Yeah. Well, and you know, maybe he was wearing one and it was just like wiener shaped. I don't know. There's no way. Right?
Schlong thong.
Anyway, I feel like every time we go to a ballet lately, there's always something really funny that happens.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to
happens.
It. I think it'll be a good time.
Yeah.
Like that, oh my gosh, that double-cheeked up on a Thursday night prince at the Cinderella Ballet. Oh my gosh.
I'm just there for the dance of the little swans that goes...
I love that one. And I love it when they do the little lattice work with their arms. I think that's so cute. It looks really good.
All right.
Anyway, so we're going to be doing that. I can't wait. If you see us there, come say hi. It'll be fun. And then also, stand-up comedian Bert Kreischer is coming to the Mac, which the other day I called the Mac Center, like a 90-year-old. I'm so sorry, by the way.
Like ATM machine or PIN number.
I was so embarrassed when I heard it back later, and I was like, why did I do that? Yeah, I think I was trying to buy myself time.
Well, and it's so funny. I was talking to Jeff from Jeff and Greg. Oh, we mentioned two other podcasts.
Did he roast me?
No, he roasted Bert Kreischer. He's like, dude, I feel the same way about Bert Kreischer. And we both concluded that our real main issue with him is, and Bert, if you're listening, and I'm sure you're not, we gave you mad props last episode.
Right.
So go listen. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you won't. But the conclusion we both came to is that his stories are so over the top and so overly exaggerated that they become, I know he's doing it for comedic effect, but they become unbelievable and therefore less funny.
Right.
You know?
I get that.
That's just the feeling. I'm sure plenty of people.
Well, if you're not hypercritical like Mike is and you do like Bert Kreischer, his show is going to be at the Mac on October 3rd. So
already announced. Enjoy. Yeah. So, like, more than 6 months in advance.
Kind of impressive, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's our show. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
And toodaloo, my dudes.
The music you've been listening to, and we're going to end our show with, is from the Idahoan. It's Trazar. And we'll have our full review of his show on next week's episode. Enjoy. Enjoy.